This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation. Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planting guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Get your car ready for the holidays at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield. Wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, steering repairs, and more. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Taylor Tire and Auto Service in Litchfield will be closed from December 24th through January 1st to spend time with family during the holidays. Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
11 minutes after 6 on this Friday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 842 and a half, down 2 3/4. March wheat trading at 858 and 3/4, down 3 1/4. December corn trading at 745, down 2 3/4. March corn trading at 748 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. January soybeans trading at 14.94 and 3/4, up 3 1/2. March beans trading at 14.91, up a nickel. The overnight crude oil market 6 cents lower at 86.20. The Brent crude 36 cents higher at 107.39. The February gold contract $4.40 lower at $1,697.40. The U.S. dollar index 0.192 higher at 80.45. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat closed at 845 and a quarter, up 3. March wheat closed at 862, up 2. May wheat closed at 871, up 2 1/2. December corn yesterday closed at 747 and 3/4, down 5 1/2. March corn closed at 751 and a half, down 6 1/4. May corn closed at 753, down 5 1/2. January soybeans yesterday closed at 1491 and a quarter, up 12. March beans closed at 1486, up 12 1/4. May beans closed at 1463 and 3/4, up 13. December soybean meal yesterday closed at $458, up 48. January meal closed at 450.70, up 44. March meal closed at 443.90, up a half dollar. December soybean oil yesterday closed at 50.87, up 21. January oil closed at 51.20, up 20. March oil closed at 51.67, up 21. December oats yesterday closed at 381 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. And March oats closed at 398, that's up a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's Grain Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Thursday, with soybeans and wheat higher and the corn lower. Slow demand for corn helped to push prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 728 to 750. Soybean bids were up 14 to 18 cents at 1453 to 1477. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 745 to 759. Soybean bids were up 12 to 18 cents at 1471 to 1486. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 to 6 lower at 728 to 772. Soybean bids 12 to 17 higher at 1488 to 1509. And the wheat bids 1 to 3 cents higher, ranging from 833 to 847. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 14 to 15 cents stronger at $15 to $15.13. Basis ended 2 to 3 cents stronger at 9 to 22 over January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered $8.20 per ton higher at $4.69.50 to $4.80.50. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 6 cents at the close at 751 to 756, with basis ending steady at option to 5 over the March. And the dry distiller grains today offered steady, ranging from 255 to 270 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 cents lower at at 732 to 736. Basis also ended steady today, ranging from 19 to 15 under the March. Soybeans ended 12 to 13 cents higher at $14.86 to $15 even, with basis ending steady to a penny higher at 5 under to 9 over January. New crop wheat prices gained 3 cents on Thursday, range from $8.37 to $8.43, with basis steady at 36 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 712 to 726. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 7 to 10 cents with quotations at 1501 to 1506. Soft red winter wheat gained 2 cents at 851 to 852, and the Milo ended 6 cents lower at 713 to 714. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from $5.95 up to $6.12. New crop soybean bids at $12.75 to $12.95. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $6.02 up to $6.23. New crop soybeans at $12.93 to $13.08. And the bids in southern Illinois for new crop corn, those range from $5.91 up to $6.34. New crop soybean bids at $12.84 to $13.05. And the new crop wheat in southern Illinois ranging from $8.31 to $8.43. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 83.45, down 155. February hogs ended at 84.45, down $1.20. April hogs ended at 88.97, down 122. December cattle yesterday ended at 126.07, down 7. February cattle ended at 131.02, up a half dollar. February cattle ended at 134.95, up 35. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 148.25, up 185. March feeders 150.80, up 175. April feeders 152.05, up 155. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with the closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report, barrels of gilts on a carcass basis ended 24 cents lower with a base price range of $80 to $84.16, a weighted average of $83.68. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was steady to firm today. Receipts in Illinois, 11,843 head. The barrels and gilts on live basis sold at $56 to $59. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady to $2 lower. Sows under 400 pounds, 40 to 45. 4 to 500 pounds, 41 to 51. Over 500 pounds, 46 to $52. Today's estimated sow receipts, 425 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light to moderate demand and mostly moderate offerings. The calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was down 67 cents at 85.15. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection today was 432,000. That's up 2,000 from a week ago and 1,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total is 1,729,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday, 128,000, up 1,000 from a week ago, but down 1,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total is 496,000. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings. Choice carcasses were down 76 cents at 94.13. Select was off 113 at 173.70. We had 142 fab loads a day and 61 trim loads. The opening report for the Walnut Livestock Auction has estimated receipts of 280 due head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers were $2 lower. Trade was active and demand good. Choice slaughter steers 125 to 130.25. Choice Holstein slaughter steers 108.50 to 114.25. Choice slaughter heifers at 124.75 to 129. At the Greenville Livestock Auction yesterday, they had receipts of 853 head. Choice slaughter steers 123.2650. 123 to 126.50. Select and choice at 115 to 123.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers at 113 to 117. Select and choice Holsteins at 104 to 111.50. Choice slaughter heifers at 123 to 126. Select and choice 115 to 123. The slaughter cows, slaughter bulls, and feeder cattle not reported today. On Wednesday at the Real Weekly Hay Auction in Congerville, they sold 2,012 bales or 72.66 tons. Premium quality alfalfa, $6 to $6.50. Good quality at $5 to $5.75. Premium quality at $6 or premium quality alfalfa orchard grass, $6 to $8.25. Good quality at $5.25. Large squares at $65. Large rounds, $80. Premium quality alfalfa mixed grass, $6 to $7. Good quality, $5.25 to $6. With large rounds, $95. With the larger large rounds, at $65. Good quality clover mixed grass, $5.50 to $6. Premium quality orchard grass at $6.50 to $8. With good quality at $5.75 to $6.25. Large rounds, $100. Mixed grass, $5 to $5.75. Large rounds, $52.50 to $62.50. Fair quality mixed grass, large rounds at $40. With some 5x5s at $50 to $51.50. Good quality wheat straw at $150 to $230 per bale. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, $1.59, up a half. For block cheese, $1.76, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.66, down two. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $18.50. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.40. For January, $7.49. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7.40. For January, $7.49. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $14.91. For January, $14.91. And wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $8.16. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hawk Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.40, corn at Scottville, $7.40, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.91, wheat at Scottville, $8.16. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows scattered showers around the mid-Illinois listening area on this Friday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
The time to start planning your 2013 whole farm needs is now. Visit your local crop specialist for a whole farm plan to help integrate your farm input needs. By matching up seed and crop protection programs, M&M Service can ensure you are getting the most out of your hard-earned dollar. M&M Service has the tools and resources to help you budget your farm's needs. As 2012 comes to a close, the entire staff at M&M Service Company would like to wish you and your families a safe and happy holiday season. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today, a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the mid-50s with light and variable winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, again a chance of a shower, low temperatures on the low 40s. Tomorrow, Saturday, cloudy skies. Once again, a chance of a shower. The high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy and colder. A chance of rain or snow on Sunday. Low temperatures falling to the mid-20s. High temperatures in the upper 30s. 45 degrees under cloudy skies at the Weather Center. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive and by Envirofoam of America. On Thursday, we talked to Tom Anderson of Butler, the president of the Central Illinois Livestock Association. They held their Christmas meeting Wednesday night, and the guest speaker was Sherry Schaefer of Greenville, who publishes a magazine on Oliver Farm Equipment. And Tom talked about the association.
We're in multiple counties. We cover, of course, Montgomery counties and some of Christian County and some fringes in the other counties. We're affiliated with the Illinois Beef Association. Actually, we have no membership dues, but if you pay your Illinois Beef Association dues, a small portion of that money is sent back to our association here.
And what is that money used for?
That's partially how we're funded. Then for our main fundraiser for the year is the Ribeye Corral at the Old Settlers in Hillsboro. And most all of our membership comes in and helps us cook ribeyes. We'll serve about 2,500 sandwiches, and that's our main fundraiser. Some of the things that we do for the area is we support 4-H and FFA, and we have scholarships. We give two last year, and we're probably going to have some applications this spring for more scholarships. That's something we've started in the last two or three years. Also, like I said, we support the 4-H show with the livestock end of it, the beef part of it.
Do you have anything in mind for the coming year?
We'll do all those similar things. Our hopes and desires, or my hopes and desires, is the lead, I guess, would be to maybe bring in some younger members. As most clubs, our membership has aged. There is a lot of younger beef producers around, and we would hope to reach out to them and maybe get them involved in our club.
That was Tom Anderson, president of the Central Illinois Livestock Association. And here's an update from the area livestock markets. First, from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville, we join Kent McFarland from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Receipts on Tuesday, 538 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers, $1.50 to $2 lower. Slaughter cows, $1 lower. Slaughter bulls, $1 higher. Feeder cattle traded mostly $1 to $2 lower. Choice slaughter steers, $125 to $129, with selecting choice, $120 to $125. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, $115 to $120. Selecting choice Holsteins, $108 to $113. Choice slaughter heifers at $125 to $126. Selecting choice heifers, $120 to $124. Boner slaughter cows at $78 to $83. Leans at $68 to $73. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls, $87 to $92. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 4 to 500 pounds, $127 to $139. 5 to 600 pounds, $121 to $125.
And right now, a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Estimated receipts, 730 head. Slaughter steers and heifers are trading 50 cents lower compared to last week. Holstein steers untested early. Choice slaughter steers, $123.50 to $126, with selecting choice, $116 to $123.50. Choice slaughter heifers at $123 to $126, selecting choice heifers, $115 to $123. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The United Soybean Board began their annual meeting in St. Louis this week, and with a report, we join Rita Frazier of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Well, this week the United Soybean Board started their annual meeting in downtown St. Louis. Jim Stillman is an Iowa soybean farmer and served this past year as vice chair of the USB. We're here at the United Soybean Board annual meeting in St. Louis. Jim Stillman, who is, as we talk today, vice chair of the United Soybean Board. And Jim, a very important meeting for so many reasons. To you, what's the most important issue here in St. Louis this year?
Well, as you know, we just came out of connections and are looking down the road another 2 to 3 years on, you know, what projects we might be looking at and where the industry is going. And then with the new committee structure that we're going into, action teams is probably the most important event. You know, we're seeing a change in the board, and, you know, we want to get that moving through and get that going strong this next year.
Why did the board feel a need to look at a new structure?
Well, we've been in this structure for basically 20 years since it was established, and we just thought that it was time to change. The world doesn't stand still, and we don't need to stand still either, and so we need to bring some change and we want to get to where we basically are meeting our long-term strategic plans.
You are interested in holding the chairmanship position for USB. Why are you interested in leading USB?
Well, I guess I've worked my way up through. I chaired the Audit and Evaluation Committee for 2 years, got a background in the audit and evaluation. I was treasurer for 2 years, and now this year as vice chair, so I've kind of worked my way through the leadership role, and I just want to continue on. I have no big goals other than to see that, you know, we move into this new action team structure and make sure that rolls along, and also we're going to introduce the decision support tool here in the coming month, and, you know, that's going to really help the whole board make recommendations to how they want to make their funding.
You know, Jim, in sitting here in your annual meeting just this morning, it's amazing to me how the 69 volunteer farmers take this job seriously.
Oh, definitely. I've never seen a board more, you know, enthused at moving the soybean industry ahead. But yet, like you say, we're very conscientious on how we spend our funding, and we want to, you know, make sure that our customer out there, all farmers in the United States, are pleased with the outcome.
One of the things that was also interesting, we know that we are all wanting that farm bill, but your board has a lot of question marks and lots of discussion here on, you know, how this industry is impacted from not having this farm bill yet.
You know, we rely on, especially in the international marketing and USEC, on the MAP funds and the FSA funds to do some of that long-term sales and, you know, marketing overseas. And without that, it puts us at a bypass because we've got projects approved to start and not the funding.
Tomorrow, Friday, your new board will go forward and your action teams will be named. So really, a lot of changes for the next year.
That is correct. I mean, get the action team chairs named tomorrow, and then they'll go through the total board role and place people on those action teams. And so tomorrow night we're going to go in and have just an orientation in each action team. And so it's going to be a new role for everyone. And hope we're very energetic and want to move forward.
The United Soybean Board here on WSMI.
And Mr. Stillman was elected the new chairman of the United Soybean Board Thursday evening. The checkoff-funded beef quality assurance program is a valuable asset to beef and dairy producers. In this report, Melissa Slagle explains why.
John Moss, veterinarian and beef producer from California and member of the industry's Beef Quality Assurance, or BQA, advisory committee, explains why the BQA program, funded in part by producers' checkoff dollars, continues to be valuable to beef and dairy producers.
it's important not only in my capacity as an educator, but it's important in the way we run our ranch. The significance of the beef quality assurance program is that it's alive. And by that I mean that it's changing, and it changes relative to the opportunities and challenges that we see with our production systems here in the United States. To begin with, the Beef Quality Assurance Program focused on a problem that we had with drug residues in our finished cattle. And quickly, by scientific observations and the beef quality audits and those types of tools, we found that we had other problems. And so we addressed them, and we've been addressing problems as we find them throughout the whole life of the BQA program, and we've ticked off a whole bunch of successes, but that's not where we're stopping. We keep this whole program alive by continually doing the audits, taking the information from the audits, and challenging ourselves to fix those problems as they come up.
Moss says the basic principles of the national program are tailored down to the on-farm level.
The beef quality assurance basics are going to remain the same. I mean, the core part of the program about, you know, good feed, good water, good vaccine programs, prevention of disease problems, the way we use drugs, the way we prevent residues, the way we prevent injection site lesions, those things are going to be the core of it. The thing that really gets our producers excited is when we can then take that information and incorporate it into a problem that they're having. Because this is a grassroots-driven program, we keep asking our producers, well, exactly what is your problems this year? And then we'll form a program around that and then go through the counties and deliver that information. And they really love that.
Moss believes the success of the program starts with the changing mindset of the producer.
Beef producers in the United States now accept almost universally that they don't just market calves. They are raising food for somebody's table. And because of the BQA effort, that has been an almost universal acceptance. And so it's been so cool to see that, taking a personal responsibility for making food for somebody versus the old-time attitude of, I just market my calves. And so that's been a huge part of the sociology, so to speak, of the BQA movement.
Reporting for the Beef Checkoff, I'm Melissa Slagle. For more about your Beef Checkoff investment, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Cattlemen's College has a reputation as one of the most thorough cattle producer education programs in the country. The NCBA says the 2013 edition, sponsored by Pfizer Animal Health, offers a wide range of informative, one-of-a-kind hands-on educational workshops designed for cattle operations of all sizes. The program headlines the first day of activities at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show. Early registration for Cattlemen's College and the Cattle Industry Convention will end January 11th. Visit www.beefusa.org for registration information. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, right now, December wheat trading at 8.43 1/4, down 2. March wheat trading at 8.59 1/2, down 2 1/2. December corn trading at 7.45, down 2 3/4. March corn trading at 7.48 1/2, down 3. January soybeans trading at 14.95 1/2, up 4 1/4. March beans trading at 14.91 3/4, up 5 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America and by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.